It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the show where you can find help and hope. And today we have the most fabulous Tommy, our producer, on the boards. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you today?
Very well. Yourself?
Joyful and grateful. You know me.
I knew that.
Yeah, you knew that. And as always, my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So I'm glad you're back. I missed you last week.
I know.
And you were in Boston.
Too. Yeah, had a good time, though.
You had a Merry Christmas.
Had a Merry Christmas and glad to be home.
I'm glad you're home, too.
Too many little ones running around.
Yeah, the little ones are good, but when you get to be a certain age, you need a little distance from the little ones here and there.
I don't know why they don't go to sleep every 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think they should. So for all my listeners out there, I'm glad that you had a wonderful Christmas, because I know you had a wonderful Christmas. And I want to say for the new year, I'm wishing you a joyful new year and a 2019 centered in your own perfect peace. And for everybody, that's a different place. So you don't want to do what everybody else is doing or judge yourself compared to everybody else, but find what your own perfect peace is. And you can do that. You know, I've said to you before, I have a sign on my bathroom mirror that says, you're looking at the person responsible for your happiness today. So it's up to you guys. We all have a choice about what we're going to do and how we're going to handle things. And the new year can bring in a lot of new decisions and probably a lot of challenges and a few other things. But you know how glad that I am that our listeners are here today. Like I always say, there's always room on Connecting Caregivers Radio. You don't have to make a reservation. You don't have to pay any money. You can come to the show at noon on Saturdays or the podcast or anything else. So I'd like to say hello to our newest listeners. We have Marvin in New York City.
Woo-hoo. Oh, wow.
Yes, Marvin is actually like the doorman where my stepmother lives. So that's very cool. And he's a great guy, Marvin. In case you're listening today, Marvin, he takes care of my stepmother when she doesn't like answer my phone call right away. I call him and I go, can you go check on her? He goes, oh, she's just busy writing or doing something. But it's a good comfort for me knowing that she's in New York City and I'm here. Also, we have Kimberly from Clearwater and we have Cindy from Largo.
What about our newest one? From Sarasota, youngest.
From Sarasota, we have our newest listener, who is my great niece. And her name is Malin Heidi McCauley. And she was born on Christmas Eve. So I am now officially Gal, which is great Aunt Linda, which I stole from Lynn. Because I kind of love it when Lynn's nieces call her, they're like, hey, Gal. Like a two-year-old going, hey, Gal. So I love the great Aunt Linda kind of thing.
My sister's noise.
Yeah. Well, I told my sister
Stephanie. She's a grandmother.
I told my sister Stephanie, you're gas.
Yes.
She didn't like that too much, though. So we have some special guests on the show today. We have Shannon Stewart, who is a nurse practitioner and the White Coat Woman. And your biography is like 3 pages long.
Hello.
So I'm so glad that you're here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to have a lot of conversation. And then we also have my good old friend. Well, not old. My friends for a long time.
I'm the old one.
We have Karen Rizzo.
Hi there.
From Aging in America. And Joel Quattlebaum, who is our
Hello.
Senior Services Officer in Largo. So
yay.
I'm glad that you guys are back here today.
Officer Joel Quattlebaum is by no means old.
No. I think he could be my son or my grandson or something like that.
Maybe he can call you Gal.
Yeah. That's it. From now on, my name is Gal to you.
Okay. She's the gal who cares for the caregivers.
Oh, wow. God, we're getting smart. Yeah. But I will say, you know, I'm so grateful for the listeners that tune in. And I got an email the other day from a woman. Her name is Alicia. And she said, I was driving in my car a couple of weeks ago and just flipping the channel and I came on your show. And she said, my grandma has dementia. And she has some issues and everything. I started listening. So I started listening to your show and I listened to it for about 4 weeks up until Christmas. She said, and one of the things you had suggested on the show is that in the family home, wherever we're celebrating Christmas or something, that we should have a quiet room. A quiet room where the person you're caring for, or maybe it's the kids, or maybe it's you, that just needs to go into the quiet room. And she said something to me about, my mom's a really wound up person. I don't want to say too much about that, and there's always gets to be a lot of confusion. So I decided to take your advice and have a quiet room. She said, and Linda, it was awesome. It was awesome. And she said, what I did was I brought some of the photo albums into the quiet room. I had some of my grandmother's favorite music in the quiet room. She said, and the day turned out to be one of the best Christmases we ever had.
That's fabulous.
So, yeah, that's fabulous.
They should figure it out for the little ones, where we can put them.
I think in the backyard. But anyway, so caregivers, you know, it's funny. Listen to what we're talking about here, because we're not making up stories. We're giving you good, solid advice of things that you need to know about, and things that will just make your life easier. So, Shannon. Mm-hmm. So, I look at your bio. Oh, wait. Just before that, one more thing. Uh-huh. Dale Carter is a friend of mine, and she's an author, and I met her 8 years ago when she came to speak at Art and Chords, and she has a book called Transitioning Your Aging Parent, a 5-step guide through crisis and change. Well, that was 8 years ago. Since then, her husband's been diagnosed with dementia. Her husband now lives in a memory community. So you know what? You think you're writing about this stuff. You don't think it's going to happen to me. And I saw this post on Facebook, and I asked her if I could share it, and she said yes. And this is the post. Over the course of Bill's disease, I can't tell you how many people have said to me, you know, Bill is no longer there. The engineer, train modeler, Mr. Fix-It is not there. But that is not what defines Bill. He is still a human being with memories, often hidden, emotions, and a soul. I will never allow him or anyone else to be defined by the disease of dementia. For an example, yesterday as Bill was listening to his music on his headphones, I turned to another resident, a lovely lady. She seemed to be enjoying the music playing from Alexa. I asked if she liked the music. Her face just lit up. Oh, yes. I thought hard about her era of music and asked, did you like Frank Sinatra? She smiled and went on to describe her wonderful evenings growing up. She would sit in the kitchen as her mom prepared dinner and they would listen to Frank Sinatra records. And for a few minutes, we were no longer in the memory care. We were together in her mom's kitchen. So please don't ever think they are not in there, because I know they are. Now, families and friends, be with your loved ones with dementia for their sake and yours. Gives me goosebumps. But this is the stuff we got to think about.
Yes.
Okay, so Shannon. Yes. So Shannon just recently became a nurse practitioner. But like I said, your bio is crazy, crazy. You're a writer. You've written a new thing coming on. But all right, tell me a little bit about yourself, and then I'll start asking the questions.
Well, I've written a book about grief. It's about the 5 stages of grief, and I have a different intake on each chapter to kind of keep people's attention. I make it entertaining, but at the end of each chapter, I add a little education in that book based on my blog, The White Coat Woman. So with that, I'm trying to use that to educate people. I've written I'm writing a series of children's books.
Oh, really?
Yes, Eureka Teaches, and it's Eureka is my middle name, so it's based.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so it's based on the 7 to 8 year old me, and it kind of gives life lessons to children in a way that they can relate to, and then solutions that they can understand and that the parents can appreciate. So I have those things coming out, but most of all, I'm an advocate for family members, especially going into the hospital, being a critical care nurse.
Oh, it's so important.
Yes, over 17 years. We see a lot in the hospital.
So tell me about be an advocate for someone during their illness, how important that is.
Well, when you go to the hospital, there's a lot of things that can go wrong that have nothing to do with your illness. There's systemic failures. There's no easy answer for those. Like, your doctor may have a high patient load, so that's why you may spend a lot of time, you know, not seeing the doctor for maybe you're waiting to see him, and then you see him for only a few minutes.
Right.
When the doctor sees you, they may want to discuss just the main point of why you're there and not the multitude of things. So that kind of inevitably makes you feel pressured, kind of rushed, and you don't really get to go over.
And exhausted.
Exactly. You don't get to go over your issues, right, or, you know, some of the important things you want to discuss. And so that's where, you know, it's happened even with my family members. So I kind of step in as an advocate to address those type of issues. And sometimes it can take multiple calls, considerable time. Because if you think about it, the average age of nursing is, a registered nurse is 48 years old. That's the average age. And nurses, yes, and they're understaffed, yep, undersupplied. And there's a literature out there based on safe staffing ratios, but like very few states adhere to those best practices. So a lot of times it's like the squeaky wheel that gets the oil.
Exactly.
Yeah, and nobody is, trying to neglect anyone purposefully, but payment is tied to HCAHPS scores, and so patient satisfaction kind of takes over in a lot of cases. So when we have family members that come to the hospital, we kind of come prepared. We have our medication list. We're documenting everything. Basically, we're like who we're talking to, what we're talking about, who's coming in and out of the room. We kind of become the squeaky wheel, and that's kind of what you have to do to make sure, you know, your family members, being that advocate for your family.
Make sure that you're heard.
Yes.
And I tell my listeners all the time, if you go to a doctor that doesn't give you any time,
mm-hmm,
either he needs to give you some time or someone there needs to give you some time. And if you're, and I always say to my caregivers too, tape record your doctor when you're chatting if you can, because
exactly,
I know, even now when Lynn and I do things together, I take her with me because I can't remember everything. And, you know, something you just saw floating over your head, you know, whatever, and you don't really hear it.
Exactly.
But if you go to your doctor and your doctor doesn't want to be tape recorded, you got an issue there.
Exactly. Then you should write it down what you want to ask, because I know I get in and then forget.
You're like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, write down what you want to ask. But I think that's so important, because especially like the generation that we're caring for today, they're from that generation with the doctor says, you know, the doctor goes. But if you don't even talk to the doctor.
Exactly. So
I find that's one of the biggest frustrations.
So I try to educate people on just being an advocate for their family members. When I have patients, I educate their family members. Stay there. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Don't just walk away and leave. Be an advocate for your family
members. And educate them on what questions to ask.
Exactly.
They don't know what questions to ask.
Right.
You know what we were saying just right before the show, either your caregiving experience, you went into it so gradual you don't even realize you're into it, or it's that crisis overnight thing.
Exactly.
And I see caregivers all the time, they run around that little tornado, I can do it, I can do it. Some do pretty good, some are still running.
Right.
So it's really tough. So besides what are some online resources you can recommend?
Well, I have 10 websites on my blog, The White Coat Woman. My favorite one is familydoctor.org. And there's a couple of resources there. One of them is Interactive Symptom Checker. I get a lot of people with questions about what's going on. Well, this Interactive Symptom Checker, you can put your symptoms in, and it'll give you a pretty good idea.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rely on it over your
doctor.
Right, but it'll give you a pretty good idea. And then there's the Neighborhood Navigator, and with that it gives you local resources for financial assistance, housing, just a lot.
Because caregiving is not just medical.
Exactly, just a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, that's really important.
And then Linda's Caregiver Connections.
Of course.
There you go.
Connecting Caregivers Radio. But all right, so tell me about the White Coat Woman. First of all, I got to tell you, you look hot as heck in that white coat.
Thank you.
You're something else.
Thank you. Well, the White Coat Woman, my husband branded me Daredevil Bama Girl because
you are Daredevil Bama Girl.
I like rock climbing and different things like that, and I'm still keeping that brand, but in light of graduating from nurse practitioner school, I wanted to create a brand that would allow me to give back to my community and to the world at large, you know, while just reflecting on my expertise and the things
right.
that I've known. Right.
And the what talent
better,
you have.
Right. And what better way to reflect that than the white coat? So.
Yeah, I love the white coat. I've always liked white. You know, you and right. I, it's like sharp right. and clean, and it's a and yeah. it's a good visual.
Yeah,
you know, for you for in the future.
I can think yeah. of having your hands tied. The men in the white coats.
Oh, that's what you think. Oh, you're funny as heck, Lynn. Okay, no white coats for you. We'll get some pink ones. All right, so
I like pink.
I like pink too. Pink. Well, she's all pinked up today. She's got pink earrings, pink ring. She's the girl. So tell me about some of the short stories you've written.
Oh, the ones I mentioned, Grief. You can pre-order that. And also, you can see a one-minute book trailer on my blog.
Which is?
WhiteCoatWoman.com will give you a one-minute book trailer of Grief. And it's really interesting. It's kind of sensational. And it'll just keep you interested and get you reading the book. And like I said, at the end of each chapter in that
I love that part of it.
You get the education in there yeah. as well.
I really love awesome. That. Because we all need education. Right. We all need to know new things. Right. Because many times we think, oh, we got it. I know yeah. it. I know it all. But we really don't have any idea. Yeah. So what is your biggest suggestion for caregivers?
Oh, my gosh. My biggest suggestion for caregivers is just stay involved. Stay involved. Ask questions. Keep asking questions.
Take care yeah. of yourself.
Yeah, and take care of
take care of yourself
first. Yes.
Yeah, it's so very important.
Yeah.
So let's just go a little further here. So why did you decide to write a book about grief?
It's just because we typically, throughout our life, we go through multiple stages of grief.
Right.
And, you know, and just being in the healthcare, I see it a lot. You know, I see it a lot in my own family. I see it a lot when I go to the hospital. So I just wanted to write something to kind of help people, entertain them and help them and educate them all at the same time.
Well, you know, I think with grief, too, especially when you're a caregiver,
mm-hmm.
many times you're grieving during your caregiving experience.
Exactly.
And caregivers don't realize that.
Exactly.
You know, they'll come to a support group and I'll say to them, honey, do you realize you're grieving? And she goes, and I said, you're grieving the loss of what your loved one could do before. You're grieving what you thought your future was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're grieving that you're not as, because of your loved one, you're not as mobile as you're able to be.
Right.
And when I think when somebody comes into a caregiver support group and I say that to them, they go kind of like, thank you. Like, I'm wondering why I'm drained as heck. Because right. you're grieving things that you don't even realize. Because many times right. people just think of grief as death.
Mm-hmm.
A physical death.
Exactly.
But it's not always a physical death. It can be just a way of life.
Right, exactly. And that's what I show in my book about grief. Just, it's all the chapters are not all about death, but, you know, it goes through all those different stages, and it's very entertaining.
Yeah, so, it's good to have yeah. a good laugh. It's good to get some yeah. information. I feel that with my two mm-hmm. books, it's the same way. You need to have a laugh, you need to have a tear, you need to mm-hmm.
you
get
need
some
to
information.
Grief.
And you need
exactly.
to grieve.
I know when I was looking after my husband, my mom passed, and I never grieved her until after he passed.
Wow.
But it made me a little
wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's very hard to grieve the loss of your mother when you're taking right. care of your husband, who's in such a hard situation. Yeah. So you know what, caregivers, you're hearing me out there? Go do something nice for your neighbor that's a caregiver. Just go over and say hello. Bring over some dinner. A caregiver sent me an email a couple of weeks ago, right before the holidays, and she said, I don't listen to your show.
Well, thank you very much.
Hopefully she will now. She said, but my friend does, and another friend of mine used to come to your caregiver support group. And the other day they came to her house, and they brought her coupons from all the neighbors. Here's a coupon, I will take your husband for a walk for 2 hours. Here's a coupon, I will go to Publix
That's
and pick
so
up your
nice.
Stuff. Here's a coupon, I'll pick up your prescription. Here's a coupon or whatever. And she said, it was hard for me to ask for help, but when they just came over and presented that to me,
That's
it
awesome.
Made everything so much easier.
That's
and I was
fabulous.
So much
great.
That is
yeah.
fabulous. So think about that, because sometimes the person that really needs your help doesn't know how to ask for it, doesn't know how to accept it. So just do it for them. Just go over and do it for them. And it's many different things you can do for them. A woman sent me an email a while back, and she said, I've been listening to your show for 6 months, but I'm a slow learner. And she said, my husband's dementia is to the point where I don't go anywhere anymore. I don't go to my activities. I don't see my girlfriends. She said, now I can't go to church. She said, no, I don't want to give up church. I've given up everything. I don't want to give up church. She said, well, my neighbor all the time asked if he can help me, and he's Jewish. She said, so I went over and I said to him, do you think maybe you could come and hang out with my husband when I go to church on Sunday? He said, I would love to do that. She said, so the first week I come home from church and they're playing dominoes, they tell her, go away. We don't need you here. So now every Sunday morning she gets 3 hours. She goes to church and she gets 2 hours. The neighbor's so glad to see his friend again. His friend is so glad to see him, and they're playing. Are you getting a little emotional over there? But it's sometimes it doesn't take much. It's such a simple thing we can do. It's such a simple thing.
And I think once you ask for help once, it's not so hard the next time.
Mm. Right. Because you see the person goes, yeah, I want to help you.
Because my neighbor calls me. And at first she didn't. Now she does.
Right. And it's easy, right?
And then Linda came to pick me up at the airport. So she came to get my car because my sister and I travel heavy.
And like 18 suitcases.
Fit in her car. And I have an SUV. So she left her car there and took mine. But we didn't get home for 12 hours because she was taking it to her house. And that my neighbor, who the caregiver, I can't believe she was watching. I was very worried about you and Linda.
Oh. You know. She watches what we do. Where are you? That car was gone for 12 hours.
Yeah, she likes, and that's good because it's really an outlet for her to see people running and doing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's what I think it is. And actually her husband, who has Alzheimer's, if kids come, when your grandson came over, he was in heaven. He goes, oh, there's a little boy over there, and he loves to see the little kids.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And so anytime he wants one of my
children. No. He can borrow my house anytime.
Sometimes they're very good from the window. All right, guys, we need to hear from our wonderful partners and sponsors because you know what the deal is. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
That's right. Think about it, caregivers. When somebody wants to help you, let them help you. Before we come to our next guest, I just want to say once again, baby Heidi, I know you're my youngest listener, my new great-granddaughter, my new great-niece, and you're listening to this show. I just want to say that she was born on December 24th. My stepmother's birthday is on December 26th, and they named the baby after my stepmother. Uh-huh. And that is so very cool, because most times people are like, I don't like my stepmother, I don't like my step-grandmother, I don't like anything, but... So my nephew always said there will always be a Heidi McCauley. And that makes my...
And
that
so just there should be.
Yes. And Heidi, big Heidi's almost the same size as little Heidi. I love my stepmother. She's like 4'11". And we went to Las Vegas for a vacation, her and I. And we would be in the elevator wherever we'd be, and they'd be like, hey, how are you girls? What are you doing today? And she'd say, we're just having a mother-daughter weekend. They'd look at me like, what the... Because I'm like 5'11", she's like 4'11".
I was thinking about Heidi the other day, because we're shrinking. You shrink when you get older. Yeah. They say, oh my God, she's going to be like 4'5".
Yeah, exactly. She loves when I go to visit her, because I can reach everything in her kitchen and everything. Yeah. She goes, I need 3 step stools. Well, when you're here, Linda, it's easy. All right, but anyway. All right, Karen, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. So before we get into the event, the Senior Empowerment Day, please tell our listeners what you do and how you can help them, because you do. You're like me.
Well,
you're all over town.
Well, I've been in healthcare for over 25 years, and along the way, working in nursing homes and in assisted living, I started wanting to promote education for people so they could make smarter choices instead of reactive choices, preventative choices. So that's when I published my book a few years back called Aging in America, Navigating Our Healthcare System. It turned into such a lightning rod of people,
conversation, stories.
Along the way, the predecessor to Officer Quattlebaum had had
Rachelle.
She's wonderful. But after 34 years doing working with seniors locally in the city of Largo, seeing them lose their money to scams and all kinds of different things, I said, well, why can't we use my advocacy program? And I had this advocacy program. I didn't know what to do with it. It was just like a book and a radio show and a podcast. And I don't know. The last time, one of the last shows I was here, actually, my dad was, it's a YouTube video on managing depression through the holidays because he was a psychologist. So it was an interesting, you know, journey that it's been on for me. So along the way, though, I was like, how can we make this bigger? How can we help people before it becomes like Shannon?
A crisis.
Like Shannon was talking, they're in the ICU, CCU. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know what questions to ask. And then sometimes the decisions they've made before they get to a hospital create the choices they now have.
Right.
So that's where Officer Quattlebaum's predecessor and I said, she had come in very.
We were at a networking breakfast.
Yeah, what really started the whole Senior Empowerment Days, which is kind of like the arm of this advocacy work, was she at the breakfast.
She told us about somebody that lost their house or something to
a
scammer.
She ended up in a nursing home because all her money was gone, $60,000+. To scammers from Kenya or wherever.
Right.
And she was emotional. She was crying. She's like, this has got to stop. This has to stop. What is wrong with these people? How come we can't protect them better? You know, she's a police officer. She wears a gun. Come on, people. You know, and I said, and you and I looked at each other and said, we can help you. We can do something.
Yeah.
I think we got people that can help with this. So, and that's when we said, are we doing any community education? Are we really making sure people understand? You know, I personally joined AARP when I turned 40 years old just to see the education that people got.
They let you?
They for $40 they'll let anyone. You can be 20. They don't care.
I thought you had to be 50.
No, you do not. And
well, we can join them.
Yes, I still get their stuff. I'm only 48. It doesn't matter. But and the discounts are pretty good. But I noticed that the newsletters read like a glamour magazine. You know, in the summer, it was like, oh, better brush up on your sunscreen. In the winter, it was like, oh, how to make that turkey. And there was nothing about Medicare, understanding the differences between fall prevention, medication management, which screws up a lot of our seniors when they live alone.
Diagnosis.
Home care, how to choose a doctor, how to choose the right insurance product for Medicare or for Medicaid. If they're veteran, they don't talk about it. It's like veterans don't exist. And they are doing efforts to change that in that organization, which I greatly applaud. But back at the time when I was publishing my book, it was like not everybody retires like Winston Howell III on a yacht, you know? The average,
some people don't even live that way when they're living.
Right. The average people in our community might be on a fixed income. They might be deciding between medication or food, sadly. So the education.
You know, I did a support group like 3 months ago, and a woman came in and she said, my husband's being really mean to me. He's like, you know, just like all this stuff, and it's not like him. And I said to her, I think your husband has dementia. And she called me like 5 weeks later and go, he does. Like, she went to the doctor and she said to the doctor, could he be tested for the dementia? And the nurse said to her, oh, he's already been diagnosed. He has frontal
temporal lobe, FTD.
But no one told her.
Well, there are certain laws that trip up some healthcare professionals to that degree, because HIPAA is the Privacy Act.
So couldn't you just give her a pamphlet about dementia?
I'm not going to speak for doctors because I wasn't there. But to Shannon's point, an advocacy can. See, it's almost like having a lawyer when you're going through fill in right. the blank, a divorce, a, right. a bankruptcy, a mortgage, anything right. like that. An advocacy, an advocate that you have can go to that doctor and say, let me see the chart. Why are they on this medication?
Know the questions to ask.
What are they getting treated with this medication for? And any person can ask those questions. But if you're like, for instance, in that particular case, if the husband had said to the doctor, please don't tell anybody, I don't want my wife to know.
Right.
At that point, they're not legally allowed to share that information. So there are, you know, it can get a little bit tricky in the healthcare world.
Pick something because I know.
It can't always be a pajama party, girls.
Because my husband was mean at the end, and I didn't understand why he was doing what he was doing.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't know. You don't know.
I just thought, boy, he's changed.
It gets into a whole capacity thing, and I'm pretty sure Officer Quattlebaum can tell you tons of stories because he's also the mental health coordinator for So
Joel, tell us a story. Tell us what you do, because first of all, I think it is so wonderful that Largo has their own senior services police office. I wish every town in the United States, not just in Florida, had this, because we're dealing with a huge aging population.
How come Largo is the only one?
How did that start? Did Rachel just go, I'm doing this?
Well, what happened years back in the 2000s, actually, we applied through the COPS grant, Department of Justice. And so, in reality, any agency really could apply for this grant.
Hear it out there, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Promote, you mean anybody could?
Promote it within your communities, because there is a grant through the COPS grant program, Department of Justice, nationwide, where you can actually start up a specialized unit or enhance your unit with a specialized position such as this. So we started back years ago, and really the program grew from there. It's encompassing in the sense that it goes not just in the criminal realm, of course you see the badge and the guns, kind of the giveaway, but also into the civil realm. People who are fighting homelessness, who are battling every single day to get their medications, you know, and talking about advocacy. A lot of times you see people in the midst of these scams where they're losing their shirts to the scammers, just giving everything they have. And you need that equal pushback.
Because they're not capable to make that decision, and nobody knows.
Absolutely. And that's where you need the advocacy in the legal component of it, too, because you're dealing with civil law, criminal law, as well as all the other factors of everyday life, whether it be trying to accomplish ADLs, navigate the healthcare system. And they're just confronted with all that. And a lot of times I find people by themselves and alone.
But I think the thing is, which is good about it, because probably when you go to the door, sometimes some people might be a little afraid of a police officer, especially in Florida, because they try to give them a bad name, and I don't get it. But other people may be very, our senior population, feel comfortable because it's a police officer.
Yes.
So I heard a story one time, somebody had told me, is that there was a woman or a gentleman who lived in a mobile home, and it was to the point where there was holes in his floor, you know, where rodents could come in, and he wouldn't let his neighbors or anyone near him, and one of the neighbors ended up calling the Largo Police Department, and the police officer came in and was able to do something.
And we just had a call about 2 weeks ago, same type of thing, neighbors were concerned, good neighbors looking out for each other, and one of their senior residents, she was having issues with cognition, and so she was left to her own devices, no family in the area, just concerned neighbors, and they called, and they got in touch with me, going out to the home. Sure enough, toilets had overflowed, she had mold in her home. It was terrible living conditions. Nobody should be living that way. And she was turning on the burners, she probably was going to light her place on fire at random, and making coffee without a pot. I mean, just things were not adding up, and her dog was there, not being fed, so it was a bad situation. And something, that's where, you know, people, when you find your voice and you say something that you're concerned, you might be helping in a way that you don't even know.
Because and much better to say something and be wrong than not to say something.
Absolutely. Because there's so many resources out there, regardless of police department or area agency on aging. There's a lot out there that people don't always know about.
It could just be Meals on Wheels.
It could be just figuring
out what adult daycare is.
Absolutely. And connecting these people to these resources is huge, and getting them that help.
Because I always say, we're so blessed. We have huge resources in our area.
We do.
And in many places around the United States are really dealing with our aging population.
Yeah.
But if you don't know about it.
And that's what Karen was saying before, is, you know, having these conversations ahead of time before a person gets into a state of crisis is huge. Because then when law enforcement comes out, EMS comes out, fire comes out. We already know these people. We're talking. Oh yeah, that's Miss Susie, Miss Sally, and you can actually have a conversation. It's not the introduction phase.
Right, that's so scary.
You can connect them exactly, yeah. And that's the huge part. And
so that's people listen benefit. To this out here. You know, if you think something's not going on so mm-hmm. good with your neighbor, mm-hmm. just go over and check. Well, just please go over and check.
And I'll give you a quick story, too. Yeah. We just had a call right before Christmas time, and it was a caregiver. She's taking care of her two grandchildren, and parents had issues with drugs and whatnot, so she inherited the kids. So she's struggling. Well, she's struggling. You know, she worked as a resource provider. She was a caregiver a number of years, and now she's got grandkids, too, financially struggling and couldn't make ends meet, and her granddaughter was having issues at middle school, and so she's struggling. We get a call for a welfare check. Well, guess where I'd met her before? A senior empowerment day.
No mm-hmm. way.
I'm like,
so
hey.
She saw you, and she's like, hi.
She's like, you're here. I'm here. Yeah. And you know, and it's just, you know, the Largo Elks have been huge, is helping families this Christmas. They partnered with us at the PD. And they were able to get her, you know, gift cards for Walmart yeah. and you know, food and gas cards. I mean, it's somebody who's struggling, and nobody would have known if somebody didn't say something.
Makes me cry.
You know?
Well, that's where the Senior Empowerment Day is such a unique event. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually, yeah. ironically enough, was in a hospital recently and walked into a patient's room, because I'm in the nursing home world, and it was a patient that I had met yeah. at a senior empowerment right. day, yeah. and she saw me, and she was like, I feel better! Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Jared!
You can see the stress come off their shoulders.
You can see all of the stress yeah. fall off mm-hmm. their shoulders, absolutely. And I was like, okay, honey, we're going to get mm-hmm. you taken care of. Who can we call? Mm-hmm. Let's get your family involved, yeah. or yeah. whoever you have. Yeah. So the Senior Empowerment Day started out very small, and
this is our fourth year.
Yeah. January 22nd, it's an 8:30 to 3:00 day. People can't stay all day, they don't have to, but it's at the St. Paul United Methodist Church. What's interesting about it is now we started out very legal and healthcare, because mm-hmm. I come from healthcare and then
yeah,
the police department.
How it started, right?
Well, that we've incorporated the St. Paul United Church's ministries, mm-hmm. and they have multiple ministries, the mm-hmm. Handicapable Ministry, they have one called HUG. Which is the what's the HUG one again? I can't remember. Oh, where's Horton when we need him?
I know, where's Horton?
There's about five different ministries. They have one called Joy, which is Just Older You. Mm-hmm. That's a group that meet just for like coffees mm-hmm. on Tuesdays yeah. at the church, free, open to the public. Their Handicapable Ministry is a ministry for all age groups that have any kind of a disability but still want to have a sense of purpose. Yeah. So it's turned into last year. Well, it's still this year. The 2018 one had 282 people that attended. Mm-hmm. It was mm-hmm. off the charts.
It's grown so much over the years from just 50 right. or so, and now it's yep. so many people.
So now
more and more
we've expanded the program to, yes, address legal, financial, health care, but also incorporate the spiritual and the community resources for fellowship that can help stave off people without a sense of purpose or who are battling depression.
So how can people RSVP for the event? How can they find out about it? Or give
super
them your phone
easy.
Number or whatever.
AgingInAmerica.net has all the information. They can go to Eventbrite, Brite.com. And the first page on Eventbrite says browse an event. If you put senior empowerment, it's the first one that comes up, and okay. you can register, and it's a one-click button. If you don't have access to a computer, we have an 800 number, which
yay.
Is 800-211-4292. That's 800-211-4292.
All righty, we need to take a minute now and hear from our wonderful partners and sponsors, so don't go away, guys. We'll be right back.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. Vox Life realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, Vox Life is the answer. Vox Life has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my Vox Life socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Okay, guys, so you know normally when you hear those horns, in fact, every show from our very first show, when you hear those horns, means to get out your paper and pen because we have some good information to give you. But we're changing it up today.
To something real important.
Something very important. Today we're going to announce the winner of our caregiver contest, Miss Terry Clemens.
Hello, Miss Linda.
Thank you so much for being here today.
I can't tell
you how excited I am. You know, we have a caregiver contest where you can go to what's the name of our show? ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. And then this is the end of the year, so we have some special. And three different people nominated Terry. And they still do not want you to know who they are, because they said she'll just gush over us. And they just, but I have to tell you some of the things that people said. People said that she's caring, loving, kind, and funny. Funny is good. You know, funny is good. That she cares about the entire person, not just about their physical tasks, not just about worrying if they're taking their medication or if they're eating, but in actually connecting with them emotionally and spiritually. And I know a couple months ago, a friend of mine who's taking care of his wife, he told me I had some people come into the house and they started helping me recently and I'm so very happy. And he said, and the woman that came last night to take care of my wife, I can't remember her name, but if she could move in with us, I would like her to move in with us. He said, she sang to my wife. She read poetry to my wife. She massaged my wife's hands. So Terry, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Linda.
I mean, it definitely is a passion of yours.
Yes, it definitely is.
It definitely is a passion of yours. And I'm just so glad to be. I wish there was like 100 million of you. Tell people out there who are considering becoming a caregiver. Because you know there's plenty of people out there that probably could do a really wonderful job, but they think, I don't know how to do it, or whatever. So talk about a little bit what you do and what it involves and how other people could get involved in it.
Sure. So I work with Becky. Assisting Hands. And I've been trained by Dr. Kate. I know you know all these wonderful
Kate McCarty, yeah.
Yeah. And so I think the main thing is to just be present. Just be with them at the moment, whatever's going on. Music and dancing. I love to dance. I can't.
Who doesn't like it?
Who doesn't like fun? Right. Everybody likes to have fun.
Right.
Even if they're in a lot of pain, you know, it may look grumpy on the outside, you know, because there's so much pain going on. But maybe sometimes a little distraction with music or
and
dancing.
You know what, sometimes it's not so much grumpy, it's just sad.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody thinks, oh, that person is just grumpy. No, maybe they're just sad, or maybe they're in pain.
Right.
Or maybe they're just lonely.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure you go into some people's houses and you see that there are other people in the house, but that person is lonely. Because there's people there, but they're not being in the moment.
Right.
They're not spending time chatting with them.
Right.
So how did you get involved with this, with caregiving? Like, how did you get to Beck?
I went to a fair, a health fair with Sarah M., and I met Becky, and I had been a caregiver at that point, but that's how I met Becky. And I kind of fell into the Alzheimer's part of it by accident. And like I said, I love to dance, and I had was going to one ALF, and they had all these people come in and they would do dancing, and I just loved that. And so somebody was there that wanted me to dance with them, and I was afraid because they would take these little steps mm-hmm. and then fall backwards, and I was really afraid. So about the third time in, he caught me on a good day, and I was like, okay, I'll dance.
Everybody dance now.
But what happened was when we were dancing, we were all over the dance floor. And I called Dr. Kate and I said, what just happened? What happened? She said, well, dancing and walking, two different parts of the brain.
Oh.
Just like singing.
And stuttering.
And talking.
Right.
So if they're not talking, I've seen this happen so many times, if they're not talking for maybe 3 months, and all of a sudden you sing Happy Birthday, they're singing.
Yeah.
Or they know words to songs you didn't even know had words.
Because those things don't go away.
Yeah.
Those things don't go away.
It gives me chills.
Yes.
You know, so it's amazing.
Well, I'm excited you're going to be here today, and we have a huge basket outside Woo-hoo. With presents for you. And we want to thank Lisa Kent from Palm Garden. From Palm Garden, you're getting an hour sweetest massage.
Ooh, nice.
And Sherry McKee from McKee Market. She has a nice purse in there and a bunch of things. And Cindy Durant from Mary Kay has some stuff. Yes. And Sarah M. from Melaleuca has some stuff. And WTAN. A beautiful radio.
And, that's a great radio.
Yeah, and Maxwell from Peel Away Sheets. You'll see about that. And Dana Yu. So you'll see. You're going to have a whole bunch of goodies out there.
That's so nice.
It's like Christmas all over again.
That's good. And well deserved. And you so deserve it. And you so deserve
Thank
that.
You very
so
much.
Before we get into the end of our show, I want to go to Shannon quick. And please tell our listeners where they can be in contact with you.
You can contact me at www.whitecoatwoman.com.
And it'll be on my website, whitecoatwoman.com. We got you, honey.
And you might be surprised.
Whitecoatwoman.com. Okay. And you can find my book on Amazon.
Okay, great. Joel.
Name's Officer Quadbaum. You can always reach me at Largo PD. My direct number, 727-586-7351. And if you have any questions, always remember, make me an instrument of your peace. And where there's a spare, let me sow hope.
I love you. I love you. And how many cops give out their phone number? Come on. Terry, people want to get a hold of you or Assisting Hands and other wonderful caregivers that can help them. How do they do that?
AssistingHands.com, and we're in the Pinellas Park.
And what's the telephone number at Assisting Hands? Do you know it by heart?
727.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
4211.
If you look at my website, all the information is on my website, Linda's Caregiver Connections. Thank you, as always, for being here today. Please like us on Facebook. We really appreciate that you're here. Tune in next week. Next week, we will have Dr. LaJoyce Brookshire. She writes you a prescription to keep you in good health. So we'll have lots of conversation. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
The spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend.